at the early dawn. Then he descended again on the second day. This time he prayed the noon prayer at the end of its time. The first day he prayed the noon prayer right in the middle of the day. The sun had just begun to move from the highest point in the sky. This is when Jibril prayed the noon prayer on the first day. The second day, he prayed it when the shadow of everything was exactly equal to its actual height. This is the end time for the noon prayer. Then he prayed the afternoon prayer at the end of its time, when the shadow of everything was twice its actual height, just before sunset. Then he prayed the sunset prayer at the very same time he did the previous day. So for the sunset prayer, Jibril did not make a distinction between the starting time and the ending time. Then he prayed the evening prayer after one third of the night had passed. Then he prayed the dawn prayer at the first daylight. He then said to the Prophet, O Muhammad, make your salah between these timings. So this was a very practical way to teach the Prophet, peace be upon him. He prayed with him first, then told him that he should perform the salah between during these times. The starting time was as Jibril prayed the first day. The ending time was as he did on the second day. Praying then should be between these times. Allah glorified be, he stated, surely the prayer has been prescribed for the believers at a set time. He said, when you are secure, then establish the prayer. Surely the prayer has been prescribed for the believers at a set time. Prescription means an obligation. Set time means that it has specific hours. Allah, glorified be He, is the one who established these times. Establish prayer at the setting of the sun to the nightfall and the recitation of the Quran at dawn. Surely the recitation of the Quran at dawn is witnessed, and keep constant vigil with the Quran part of the night as accordance for you. Jibril explained these times to the Prophet in a very practical way. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed the salah at these times throughout his life, exactly as he, peace be upon him, was taught. He also informed us that the best time to perform any salah is at its starting time. As in the narration of Ibn Mas'ud, he asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, what is the best of deeds? The Prophet replied, prayer at its due time. So for each salah, there's a window of time. The best time is when it first becomes due. As the Prophet said, prayer at its due time, that is, at the very time the prayer comes in. So the best thing to do is to pray immediately when its time arrives. If you pray before the prescribed time, the prayer is not valid. So if you pray the sunset prayer before sunset, or the dawn prayer before dawn, or the noon prayer before the sun reaches its highest point, then this prayer is not valid. So the time has to be due. Also, you have to perform your prayer during its prescribed window of time. So if you delay your salah intentionally till its due time is over, then this salah cannot be compensated for. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who abandons the afternoon prayer, his good deeds will not be accepted. He also said, even if you only manage to make just one unit of the afternoon prayer before sunset, then you have made the afternoon prayer within its time. So if you are awake and you only manage just one rak'ah of the afternoon,